So holding on some Chesem Beis, Rashi, the first white line. So Rashi says, Idi be Idi. Hanosa be Mazonis Gavim Betaltali. So the more it brings over here, the more it suggests that Rebbe holds that Idi be Idi do collect for Betaltali. Because it says Echad Nechashin Yeshem Mechreis Echad Nechashin Yeshem Mechreis Metzin the Mosin Yishu B'Labonis B'Kloshke and the Parnosa. So if you collect from Mosin, which we said before, there is going to be which is an unknown amount, so for sure for Parnosa, which is a set amount that we collect that. Beloved boy, pronosel, I feel the mazonis. The sechodat of the kibun the tenoik subeninu, the heavy kick suba the migvim metaltli. Kamash malon. So when it says here the mazon ish the bonus, it's not coming to exclude parnosa. It's coming to say even these things. Now, why? What's the chiddush of these things? Because Ksuba does not collect from metaltlin. Chazal put the shiva only on karka. We have a concept of tonight ksuba kiksuba. So we would believe that mazon ha'isha v'habonos, which are tonight ksuba, do not collect from metaltlin. Therefore, we have a brisa which says that Rebbe holds they do collect. So Boris says, so you're telling me that Parnosa is not kicked like Suba. If you tell me that Parnosa collects from Metalton and most Yishev Bonos do not collect from Metalton, that's not true. We're going Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that they do collect from Metalton. But rather, what does it mean? It means for the following. However, Bishasmi says, a person says, before he dies, Al Yozano Benoisov Minakosov ain't Sherman Loy. I said, Al Yozano Benoisov Minakosov ain't Sherman Loy, though he stabbed Betanak Suba. He of Suba is Machai, but he must give Benzonis to his daughters, or his estate. He's Meshuba, you give Benzonis for the girls. But if he says, Al Yisparnasu Sherman Loy, if he says, do not give them from his estate in Naden, that works. Shapranosa in a chaibal lob kiknaik suba. It's not one of the tanaik suba. El chaibal yasemim who hecha de loitsibo av shalafarnasim. But rather, instead of being a shibit on the property of the father, from the father's end, we say that this is a chiv which the chachamim put onto the property. Tzachiv on the Yarshim has a word to provide that. But if the father indicated he doesn't want that, there's no that Chiv does not devolve onto the Yarshim. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Talalei Rav. Rabibi, excuse me, Tolei Rav, the Rebbe, Beni Chiti. So Rav sent Rebbe a letter, and then on the side he added this question. Ha'achin sheshibdu mahu. So this is, we're discussing right now a chiyuv, which the father has, but let's say that the brothers made some type of a commitment. So Yosef Ruchia Kamei.
Do they not know that this is for her purpose later? I mean, are they allowed to do that? To commit something like that? Sign over property or whatever? It's her. It's for her.
They took the property and they made a shibud on it.
Yeah.
And now the question is, what are the rights of the din of parnasa? But to come and put it, can they override it or not? They have a power to be override it or not. That's the Mor's question. Do they know? Well, let's say they were. I mean, they had their reasons why they were doing this. They had some financial reason why they were making this shibud on the property. So can the girls go and collect it from the people who purchased it? Does the sheep and the chasim, they put some type of they sold the property, and do the girls have a right to collect from the chasim or shabbatim? So yes, Rav Chiya was there by Rabbi when this question came in. Amalei machroi by Mishkan. What was the case that Rav was asking about? They asking a case that the brothers sold it, and now the girls come to collect from the people who purchased it. Yeah. Or it was the case that the question was that they gave it as a mashkin, and the girls coming to collect it. Amalei, so Rebbe said back, my nafkamina, there's no difference. Bein machroi, bein shemishkan, or whether they sold it or they gave it as a mashkin, mitzian leparnasa, the girls have a right to take that property away for the purpose of giving them their nadunya. But they mitzian lebazarnos. But in a case once the brothers sold it out away from mazarnos, sold it away, we don't take away from the. The purchaser to give the girl mazarnis. The Mor says, "Rav, im machroi mikamim boyle nitulei machroi." Rav should have asked the question saying machroi im mishkan mikamim boyle nitulei mishkanoi. So he should have asked the question saying mishkanoi. Rav tarayu mikamim boyle. The Mor says, "No, Rav had the question on both." Besavar, and he was concerned on the following. Okay, if I would write him a case of machroi, instead of saying achon sheshibdoi, say achon shemachru would be the much more correct way of saying it. But Rav says, well, if I write achon shemachru that the brothers sold it, so then. Depending on the answer, I'm not sure if I'm going to know what the halacha is in the case of Mishkanot. Why he said this? Honicha ishalach l'demotzian. If Rebbe answers that the girls have a right to take away the property, retrieve the property with the brothers sold, so I say, well, if they sold it, the girls can retrieve it. So kolshkein, it'll be that much more so. If they're mishkanu, they gave the property only as a mashkin, so the girls have which is not a full transfer to the out of the rishos. For obviously, if the girls can retrieve in a case where the brothers sold it, for sure they can retrieve in a case where the brothers only made it a mashkin. However, Rav says, but. If, however, Rebbe answers the girls do not have a power to retrieve it when it's sold, I will not be sure what the halacha if the brothers gave it as a mashkin. I know that if the brothers sold it, that they can't retrieve it. I'm not sure if the brothers only gave it as a mashkin, which is a less of a transfer out. Maybe they could retrieve it. So if I ask a case of machroi, I'm not sure what my answer is going to, whether my answer will really clear up the question totally. Okay. So what should I do? Iksibdulei mishkanu. So why don't I ask the question mishkanu? And I'll say like this. Ishalach li de'ei metzian. If Rebbe answers, in a case where all the brothers did was given as a mashkin, the girls can't retrieve it. So obviously, if the brothers sold it, the girls can't retrieve it. Ishalli the Ematzian Koshkein Mokru. But however, Ishalli Matzian, if Rebbe answers in a case where the brothers gave it as a mashkin, the girls can retrieve it. So I still will not be sure what's the case where the brothers sold it, whether the girls can retrieve it. Akata Mokru can be boiling. Therefore, Rav said, Etzavle Shibdu, I said using the language of Mokru, which is the more common language, or Mishkanu, which is the more common language. I used the language of Shibdu, that they created the state of putting it, making it in the Chosim Mishubotim. The Mashmahachi, Umashmahachi. That includes both the case of Mokru and the case of Mishkanu. Even the Rav used the language, which would be a fairly unclear language. He could have said a better language. He was afraid that since he had a shaila by both, he wouldn't get his answer if he said a more specific language. So he used the language, which covered everything.
I mean, the Rebbe himself is like the Mai Nafka Mina.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because the more Rob is saying that theoretically we could have differentiated between the two. So Rob wasn't sure what the answer is going to be. The Mai Nafka Mina doesn't mean that there isn't. He has said, okay, Rob is asking case of Shibdu. He means that in some way the brothers are creating a situation where this property is now Meshubotim. What did Rav mean? Did he mean a case that they sold it, or a case they made it a mashkin? For every says there's no difference, halachically both is the same.
Who answered that? Rabbi?
That's what Rabbi answered.
Yeah, they're going to say the one should learn as opposed to the one should have learned.
Okay. But that's Rabbi's answer, but yeah. That didn't have to be the answer. We could have differentiated it. There was a case the brothers sold it, so the girls can't retrieve it. The case the brothers only gave it as a mashkin, the girls maybe could retrieve it. Okay. So the Gemara. No, the girls can't retrieve. So the Gemara, Yibor Elohim. Rabbi Yochanan, what's the story? Lo Shmir Lehod the Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan was unaware of what Rebbe held. And then we can suggest that if he had been aware of what Rebbe said, he would not have argued. Adil Mashmielay Bala Mikabale. Or possibly alternatively, that Rabbi Yochanan was aware of the fact that Rebbe said like that, and he was not accepting that psak, and he said that that's not true. Toshma Nidmar Mishameis V'inich Shtei Bonas Uben. So we have two girls have a right to get Parnasa in the dunya. We have a son. Okay. V'kadma harishayna V'nala Yisra Nechas. So the first girl gets married and collects 1/10 of the property, like we Mishnah said she has a right to. And she takes her in the dunya. We speak of Shnia Ligvois Achamesa Ben. And now the son dies. So the son dies without any children. So the Yerushim are his two sisters.
His Yerushim had two sisters.
Reuben dies. Yaakov dies. And he has a son, Reuben, and a daughter, Rachel, and daughter, Leah. Now, Rachel gets married, takes 1/10 of the property. Leah hasn't taken anything yet, and now Reuben dies. So if Reuben has no children, his Yerusha goes back, as it were, to his father. And his father has Yerushim and goes to his father's Yerushim.
Yeah.
Although the Yerushim are Rachel and Leah.
Okay. No, I was just saying it would go to the uncle, but I guess...
No, daughters have Kadima first. So Leah, they're arguing over here, well, let me first take 1/10 off, which I was supposed to get because there's a Sheba right to get 1/10 from the property. I had it right to get it. And then Rachel will take 1/10, I'll take 1/10, and the remaining property will divide equally.
How
or do we argue? Said no, what Rachel took, she took. What's left for Yerusha is the remaining 90%, and each one gets 45%, as opposed to her getting 10, her getting 9, right? So, and now there's only 81% left, and each one gets 40% plus change. Each one gets over here 45% of the property.
Why didn't the second daughter take the 10%? She didn't get.
She ain't married yet.
She's not married yet.
Right, she get her rights at 10% is when she gets married. Well, he's speaking of Shnei Ligvois Achameisa Ben. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Shnei Avitra, the second daughter, has been mevater by not getting married and collecting her nadunya when the brother was alive. She's been mevater her rights to that property. And now the Yerusha will be divided between the two of them equally. Some Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina says that Gedalei Mizu Amru Metzia LaParnasa Vein Metzia LaMezonos. That if that the we look at the rights of the daughter to get Parnasa is a shibud. It's because if the brother takes the property and sells it, she has a right to collect. So how does she have a right to collect? Because there's a shibud on the property. So if there's a shibud on the property, when it's subsequently sold, that which it should be definitely so that there's a shibud on the property that she has a right to get it to be taken and skimmed off the top before the Yerusha is divided. We know that Shibud, the rights of Shibud go over in a case of Yerusha more strongly than the rights go over in a case of Lekuchos, because now we're protecting Lekuchos more than they protected Yerushim. Yerushim Ketanim being a separate issue, but Yerushim, which are Gedolim, there's no question of competency, etc. So the shibudim of the marish go over to the yarshim. So if you tell me that the rights to get parnasa are considered a shibud to the point if the brothers sell it or the brother or brothers sell it, that the girl has a right to go retrieve it from the lekuchos, so for sure she over in this situation she should get her 10% off the top, and then the remainder they should divide equally. Vada Marta Shnia Vitra. I'm gonna bring you a halacha Vimisa namely Man Omra. So if Rabbi Yochanan had not heard what Rebbe said, so Rabbi Chanina is saying to Rabbi Yochanan, well, but isn't this in this halacha? He says, I don't know what we're talking about. Right. If if Rabbi Yochanan was not aware, if Rabbi Yochanan was aware that Rabbi said, so he said, okay, so you tell me there's a din of machru, but if you tell me that he never heard of it before, so he should ask Chanina, like, why are you assuming this is true? Where'd you get that from? Okay. So, worse of a dilma lo'olam lo'ishmi alei. No, really, Rabbi Yochanan was not aware that Rabbi said that. And therefore, Rechishmielei Kabul, we have a right to assume that when Rav Yochanan did hear about it, he accepted it. So, the reason. So then, in this conversation, Rav Yochanan Din of Shnei Vitra. So what's supposed to happen? Rav Yochanan says Shnei Vitra. Rechida says, "Well, what is this halacha?" Rav says, "Oh, I never heard that before. Who said that?" Rebbe said, "Oh, I'm a Kabbalist. So if you're a Kabbalist, so it means you should now retract that which you said Shnei Vitra." The answer is Vashani Osim Dika Rabach Besa. She's getting a large amount being brought into her possession. The remainder of the Arusha.
Yeah, but that doesn't answer the 5% that your sister's getting from her 10%. Yeah, she's getting a lot. She's getting a lot more than that 10%. But still, there's 5% that's still in her sister's.
Well, again, this whole thing is a Tekana Drabana. The question is, did Chachamim make a Tekana? Have we need to make a Tekana? In a situation where she's going to get, we made this tikkun because we have a situation where the girl has no other source of getting it. So chamer masakin, we're going to put a shibud under the chasim of the father on the estate that she has a right to take this to make sure that she has her needs. We have no need to do that in this case. The fact that somebody else got something was the goal over here isn't to make fair chalukas. The goal over here is to make sure that she has her needs for her parnasa. Well, she has her needs for her parnasa, so we have no need to be misakin in that situation. Okay. So Amalei Rav Yehmer LeRavashi. So, you know, that you're basing your thought process. You're arguing that the Chachamim are not Masakin in this situation. So basically, even though theoretically she has a shibud in it, she has a right to it, and that should be therefore given to her not but through the Yerusha process, but through the shibud process. You're saying, yeah, but there's, you know, her needs are taken care of. Why should we do that? So what about the following? She walks down the street and she wins the lottery. Okay? She has plenty of money. So there's no need for Menos anymore. She has a shibud on the property. So where does the shibud go to? Yeah, but she doesn't need it anymore. She's a multi-billionaire. I don't care, but she got a shibud on the property.
Which case are we talking about? I mean, does this be generalized to even, you know, her brother is, you know, alive and well? And
he's going back on this case specifically. But well, at least you see from the Moore's response that's going back to this case specifically. Why don't you ask the question in the other case? I mean, so it's once you clarify that what he's saying, it's clearly limited to this case. So you're saying the same way that's obviously not incorrect. So this case as well. So what are you saying? Amrlei, so Rav Ashi said back, Ano Rabba Besa Mihani Nifsi Kamina. That I'm not talking about that she got benefit from somewhere else, that therefore she has a right to this property. But over here she's getting her rights to this property, which where the shibud is. The Chama had to make a special shibud to make sure she has the rights to this property. She ended up getting the rights to this property anyway. So we don't have a need to we don't have a need to kick in any special treatment in that situation. Okay. Zok Rashi. Tell the Rab Rebbe Ben Yechiti. Shalva Yiger Shlavim. He wrote him a letter. Tell the Shelazu Ben Yechitim. So between the discussion or whatever the discussion was, Rab was Rebbe's, was writing to his Rebbe, he threw in this question. Rabbi Yosef Ruchia can make the Rebbe kisha boss. So Rebchia was there by Rebbe when the question came in. So Amale Rebchia said to Rebbe, "My shibdu the coming boyle." When he says he made the situation a crazy mishabodim, what did Rav mean? Did he mean machru or mishkanu? So Mor says that Rav meant both. The Rebbe answered that both. The answer is going to be the same. Rav says, I need to write something which is somewhat ambiguous, because this way, the mashmahachi, mashmahachi. So I'm assuming that when Rebbe will answer, Rav is writing the letter, creating, making it ambiguous, realizing that Rebbe will answer in a way which clarifies what he holds. If he holds that they're equal, so he'll write the, as such. Oh, Yeshkel Benayim. If there's a difference, Rebbe will answer. Well, Marco, this is the din. Mishkel, this is the din. Maor Mashnayim will write what the difference is and how, what he holds in each case. So Yechon said, Echad Zerachazet Ein Matzi. Echad the Parnosim, Echad the Mazonos. We're not Matziin from if it's sold. Okay, so the ones the father left three children. Achemesa Ben, before the son died, one of the sisters had taken the dunya, and now, but the son dies, enough like Yerushalayim Ne'abonis. Now the girls become the Yerushim. She reckons that Vitra Isur Chosim, she has been mavater on her 1/10. Lamrinan, we don't argue. Titol Isur Chosim Tchila. Kemoshenat Luzu. Let the second sister take 10% off the top, like her sister had done, and then they divide the remainder equally. But we don't say that. Ella rather, Zusha Kodma Menitzes Zochsa, the one already married, got her property. And the other one didn't. Well, but let her argue. She has the schus. Because of she has a sheba on the property, the answer is bas alabas ein lo isur nechosim sheshtei and shavas v'yerusha. The whole takana of giving the din of isur nechosim was in a case where the sons are the yerushim, and the sons are getting all the property. Chabon said, you can't leave the girl; she needs something from the dunya. We're going to put a sheba on the property of the yerush, the son, for the daughter. But if it's daughters and she's getting the yerusha anyway, there's no need to make a takana that she should have a right to get some of the property outside of Yerusha. Okay. So Rechina said, "Gadol mizu shafilu shibdu achin es anachasim." Even if the brothers took the property and made it mishabodim, they sold it. Still, Yafakayach Parnasa, Leech of Lakukhais. So, the Sheba that she has on the property is a full bona fide Sheba, which empowers her to collect from people who purchased. So, if that's true, they have not been sold away. Amartya, you're going to say Vitra, that she loses her schus, she has a Sheba. Some more says, if he never heard of this, namely man amra, he should ask who said that. But he didn't say that. What are we forced to assume? So he was aware that that's Rebbe's position, but he doesn't hold of it. Therefore, if your whole question Reb Chanina's question on Reb Yerchan is based on Rebbe, and Reb Yerchan was aware of Rebbe and didn't accept Rebbe, so he doesn't have to retract his halacha over here as well. He was not aware that Rebbe said this. And when he hears what Rebbe said, that Kibla will assume that he accepted what Rebbe's statements. So he was aware of it, that he had been Mekabel Rebbe's psak. Therefore, Birchan did not say, Man Omra, I'm aware that Rebbe said that, and I actually have accepted it. So then, repeating this question is a very good question. So the question is, if so, so why did Rabbi Yochanan say what he said? It seems to be a steer in the Pesach. Shani Hosam, Hodaloi Hodrabei, Mimai Damar Shni Avitra, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, even if Rabbi said is true and there's a sheep in the Chosim, it doesn't apply over here, but, and she is Mavater. If Shum Ramach Vesa, Shreini Stakra, Harbe, she tells Katsi Yerusha, she got a tremendous amount more. Okay. Nothing more. Amra Meimer. Bas Yereshes Havi. The schus that we gave to the girl to get one tenth of the property, the Chachamim, when they set it up, not that she's like an outsider with a schus. She gets it as if she was a Yerush. So Midaraisa, the Yerusha goes to the sons, to the brothers. And Midrabban Chachamim set up that one tenth of the property, she was the Yerusha. Okay. So Amarle Rav Ashi la Meimer. So a Meimer said this. Rav Ashi asked the Meimer. Elo boy the Sluka Bezuzi. Hachinami de Lamotzim the Sluka. So, if it's Yerusha, she has ownership in the property of the father. So there's no power for the brothers to force her to accept money. She owns property here. If she has a shibud on the brothers, so the brothers say, okay, we want to pay off our shibud with money. But if she's a Yereshes, so two in a different scenario, we have two brothers, right? So brother says, "Yeah," he says, "Well, be listen, you know, I want to buy. I'm going to buy out your half." He says, "I don't want to buy." He says, "Well, tough luck. Here's the money. You can't do that. The property is owned equally between the two parties. You can't force them to accept money instead." So if it's Yerusha, she has the right to get her property, but if it's going, if it's just a shibud, so listen, I'm coming to collect my shibud. Well, I want to pay with money. Well, I know I would not go on car. That's very nice, but I owe you money. I'm paying you money. So, according to what you're saying, that she's a Yereshes, you tell me she can't be Masalik or Mezuzi. I'm like, in. That's correct. It cannot be Masalik or Mezuzi. Okay. Now the Morris says, okay, what about the following? So if she has a tenth of the property and all of the properties, they can't force her to accept one specific property as the payment. She's Yereshes. So she has rights in different parts of the property of the father, and she has a right to get something of each. So are you telling me that he cannot be Masalik or B'chad Ha'arot? Amalei in, yes. So I mean her rights to Yerusha are so significant that the brothers cannot be Masalik or the Susie, or even with this is a bit property, she has a right to say, I, as a Yerush, have rights. I have rights to one-tenth of all the property, and you can use that to demand that you give me property A or property B. I'll give out my rights in other properties, but you give me this thing. But they cannot force a piece of property upon her. Whereas again, if it's, it would be a din of just collecting a chayiv, so I want to pay with this. No, I want you to pay with that. The teveya has no right to force the nitzvah to pay with something specific.
She becomes like a partner.
Yeah.
She becomes like a partner, basically, in that agreement.
That's what Yerusha would be, right?
So then, you know, how would she monetize it? I mean, if she's a minority partner and she says, look, I want money, how does she, you know, force the brother? I mean, can she force the brothers, or is it, you know, only when the brothers want to sell?
No, but she definitely has the part, her right is to take it when she gets married. She has a right to take out her portion. So but she has the upper hand that she can say, well, I have a right to all these different properties, and I want property X, and I'll be mevater my rights and properties Y and Z if you give me property X. But she has the upper hand because she has the right to collect now to take out her portion, and she has the right to get it as they're forced to accept her terms.
And she can force it either as Chadaro or Zuzah?
If she would want to, yeah.
Either one.
So she's got the upper hand.
Can you clarify that a moment? Land, even a single parcel, is of varying quality and varying productivity.
Right.
So let's say she, let's say there's only one field, and she separates off the tenth that's the best and says, this is the part I want. And they go, no, here, take this tenth, which is the worst.
Well, she can't force a take without for the tenth, the best tenth, but she definitely has the control to prevent her giving the tenth, the worst tenth. She has rights to all the property. So listen, you're going to be stuck with this piece of property, but you don't own, because I own it, and I'm not foregoing my rights to that part of the property until you give me something which is acceptable.
Down to a disagreement, then he goes to Beit Din, and Beit Din decides the division.
I imagine so. Ravashim Rabalas Chayv Haba. She doesn't have an ownership right in the property, but she's a Balas Chayv. She gets a shibud on the property. So therefore, which means that they want to pair with the money. They can pair with the money, or a specific piece of karka. She doesn't have the upper hand in that sense. We got salted here. The more is going to say that Rameimer accepts Ravashi's points.